Well, hello, Pinkies. It is the Fade Driver. A national podcast post month is over, which means I can come back. I'm back. You know, speaking of national podcast post month, I actually haven't even had time to do any podcast recording because I'm so busy listening to other people's shows. I'm drowning here. I'm treading water. I've taken a break from listening to tell you hello. The Fade Driver is still alive. All right, that's all the time I have for. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Oh, I'm just kidding. You know, I shouldn't really. I should try to be less of an asshole about this national podcast post month. I am really quite enjoying it. I will say this. I am absolutely love George in Atlanta's music. George Radio. Radio George. George, I just love your Radio George shows. Thank you so much. You rescued me last night. I was working, I was washing a car on the one sunny day we had here in Vancouver. So I turned on Radio George and blasted it out my garage. My neighbors were complaining. The bass was rattling the tools off the wall. And I was rocking out to Radio George. So thank you. Thank you very much. So I gotta just crack my window for an instant here. Oh, there we go. Makes it a little quieter. So, what are we gonna talk about today? Well, actually, right now, I am on my way to meet the Batgirl for breakfast, which is part of the normal routine, but she's just come back from her trip to California, where she transported her murder cycle down to Santa Cruz, San Jose, I think, and San Francisco, and took her bike off the truck and then drove around on some remarkable sounding roads. So I'm going to meet her for breakfast. She's going to tell me all about her trip, show me video of her fantastic roads she found. So I'm very looking forward to that. So that's what's happening right now. So we are out and about. It's 10 o'clock in the morning and it's an overcast day in Vancouver and assholes are passing us on the right, which is completely illegal. Just so you know, it is not legal to pass a car on the right just because they happen to be turning left. So you go around on the right. Incorrect. 3 points. $95 ticket or something like that. But people don't seem to care. They have no regard for the rules of the road. Not like some people. Okay, kettle black, kettle pot, pot black, kettle pot. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? All right. So now I was listening to the Kenty show, the Flata show. And I understand that Kenty is coming to Vancouver. So I wanted to extend an invitation to Kenty and to anybody who may be coming to Vancouver. You know, if you need someone to give you a ride from the airport or you need any chauffeur services, you know, I'm happy to accommodate. I'm happy to come pick you up at the airport, drop you where you need to go. So anybody who's coming to Vancouver, pending my availability, of course. You know, I do have to work for a living. But if I happen to be on a day off, you know, I'm happy to come help you out. I could possibly play tour guide for you, show you some of the sights of Vancouver and stuff like that. So, people, it's open invitation. If you would like to come to Vancouver, need a ride, let me know. I can hook you up. I know this guy who likes to drive people around. This is not an open invitation to stay at my house. I'm just talking about rides. Okay, so Kenty, hit me up if you're coming to Vancouver. I'll gladly come and collect you from the airport. So email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. So we're changing, I think we're going to be changing our television service, people. Because I've been running with Bell ExpressView, which is Bell Satellite. I've been really quite happy with my satellite service for the last 15 years or so. But our equipment's getting old, it's not working quite right. I'm going to have to purchase my third remote control, because the remotes keep wearing out. I guess maybe 7 or 8 years is a long time to expect a remote control to function. I remember the good old days when things were built to last, but I guess that excludes television remote control. So my remote control is dying. The satellite is really, I've noticed since we've moved to our new house, the satellite signal is very prone to interference when it's raining heavily, and wouldn't you know it, we moved to the rainiest region in the lower mainland, in the greater Vancouver area, so it's always effing raining buckets where I live, so my shows don't get taped because the thing comes on, I can't find the signal, blabbity blabbity blah, so I think we're done with the satellite. We're going to go directly to connected cable delivery, which would be Shaw Cable in my area. So we're looking into, you know, it's so difficult trying to figure out what's the best deal and how do you maximize your dollars. You got all these channels, you can buy this package of channels, but it's only got one of the channels you're interested in it, or do you buy the other package, you get three packages for a deal, or fuck, it's just like mathematical gymnastics to figure out if you're getting fucked over by the cable company, which is probably the case. I'm fairly certain they're fucking us over. So I got me a pushy Mitsubishi Gallant or something behind me. So I'm going to have to outrun them. I'll chat with you after I get over the bridge. Bye! Music? A little bridge music? Oh yeah, this is bridge music. Oh, we're maxed out here. Turn it down, turn down the goddamn music. Well, I say goodbye. You can say goodbye all you want, but... Okay, so, I hope you enjoyed that little musical interlude while we were going over the bridge there. There was a very lovely tugboat coming up the river as we went over the bridge. It wasn't tugging anything. It was just plowing along over the bridge. Or under the bridge. Okay, so anyway, getting back to my story. So... We're choosing the new television service, so I've been working on that all morning. I think I got all the variables laid out, and I know which package I'm going to get. And I'm going to save all of $3 a month over my existing service. Hardly seems worth it, does it? How many hours have I spent... calculating how much is my time worth exactly? Is it worth $3 a month? I don't know. This is the thing. So now has anybody else noticed whenever Apple comes out with a new version for something like iTunes, for instance, that the version you have immediately stops working? Like, I experience this all the time. I have one of those airport wireless router doomahickeys, and every time they come out with a new firmware update for the frickin' thing, it stops working. I got iTunes that want to be downloaded because there's the new version of iTunes is out, and wouldn't you know, my iTunes has started to stop working. Like, what? What is up with that? How is Apple doing this? How do they... know that there's a new... How does the old version know that there's a new version out? And how is it automatically breaking at just the right time? And why does your iPhone stop or start working weirdly when there's a new iOS version out? I don't know. That's Steve Jobs. He's up to something. He's got his fingers from out of the grave and he's poking around on your iPhone. Get your fingers off my iPhone, Steve Jobs. Okay, well, I don't know. I guess this nonsense is over. I just wanted to say hello and let you know I'm still here. I'm really hungry, so I'm going to have breakfast with the Batgirl. And we'll chat again sometime. Do take care. Goodbye.